waiting for the train any second now, or any minute, should I say. They seem to be extending the car park, hopeful that loads more people are going to start using trains, but at £34.50 for a half an hour train ride, I fail to see the attraction myself. More and more I seem to want to start a campaign where we turn the UK into a leper colony, some kind of island that we tell everybody to stay away from. Let's start printing brochures and websites and talking about tourist information like it was tourist inflammation. Let's say, don't come to rip off Britain. Simple as that. You can't afford the trains, you can't afford to eat in London. Oh no, there are good places to eat in London, but it's a bloody expensive city. One of the most expensive in Europe, I hear. And of course, there is CCTV and a Stasi-like oppression everywhere. So if you are thinking of holidaying in the UK, don't. There are so many more beautiful, wonderful, cheaper, more affordable places in Europe. I've just heard some great things from a friend who's come back from Krakow in Poland. Unbelievable. I mean, going out for a night and totally enjoying themselves for less than a tenner in underground blues bars and a great indie scene with bands playing in every really, really non-themed historic building and bar. I don't know. The more we seem to get up our own arses, the more this country seems to become just... it's like a porcupine. There's so many spikes, and there's so much I love about the place, but it normally involves not going into cities. I love walking through the British countryside. I love riding through the British countryside. I love some of the people I know here. It's convenient because I know the country so well. I can do business and make friends and kind of be a part to a certain extent of the society. I understand all of that, but I don't understand why we have to be so bleeding expensive. Where's the money going? Maybe to that car park that you can hear being built in the background. Because it isn't going on subsidising anything that's important, like transport to free up our already overcrowded roads. There is something very broken, and maybe politics can fix it. Maybe we need some kind of social media awareness stroke revolution. There's a train full of people probably spending even more than I'm about to spend to get to London. But I'll be there, hopefully on time. There's another thing you can't tell. I shall wait until the train pulls up at the platform and I can see it in the distance. This guy, if he leans out much further, he's going to lose his head and his very fluffy bubble hat that is sat on top of it. Oh, you are joking me. I asked for the fast train and it looks like the cattle train is pulling up. You know what that means, guys. Not even a plug socket to plug my bloody laptop into. Come on, Richard Branson. Show us that beneath that jumper and jeans is a Superman costume. Try and sort this out.
My situation. Hello.
Okay, we're on. See if we get there in good time.
This train is for London, Euston.